New accuser and a U.S. Senate candidate.
Mr. Moore reached over and began groping me.
I never did what she said I did.
Attorney General set to testify.
Documents contradict his previous testimony before Congress.
Millions more with high blood pressure.
But they can manage that problem on their own.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Now, five women have made accusations of sexual impropriety against Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore. The latest is Beverly Young Nelson, who says it happened when she was a teenager in the 1970s in a car.
He said, "You're just a child." And he said, "I am the district attorney of Etowah County. And if you tell anyone about this, no one will ever believe you."
Moore says her account, like the others, is fiction.
This race being just 28 days off, this is a political maneuver and has nothing to do with reality. It's all about politics.
Senate leader Mitch McConnell is the most powerful Republican to say Moore should quit the race. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says the candidate still has his supporters.
At the GOP office here in Birmingham, people were picking up Roy Moore yard signs, and many of them told us that they are doing it now because of these allegations, because they want to support him through what they consider an attack.
Well, some women who've worked on Capitol Hill have accused men of misconduct. CBS's Steve Dorsey says lawmakers are taking a closer look.
The House Administration will examine the chamber's policies to guard against and report sexual harassment. The committee, which oversees day-to-day operations of the House, will review whether Congress is doing enough. Last week, the Senate passed bipartisan legislation to mandate sexual harassment training there.
Well, Donald Trump Jr. has released a series of private Twitter exchanges he had with WikiLeaks during and after the presidential campaign. It came hours before a magazine was going to reveal them. CBS's Jeff Pagaz says it's likely to increase the questions surrounding the Trump campaign, Russia, and the website which leaked Democratic emails.
WikiLeaks is amazing, the stuff that's coming out.
The day after those comments on October 12th, WikiLeaks sent Donald Trump Jr. a link to the hacked Democratic emails with this message: "Strongly suggest your dad tweets this link if he mentions us." Less than an hour later, candidate Trump tweeted, "Very little pickup of incredible information provided by WikiLeaks." On October 14th, Donald Trump Jr. sent out the link himself, saying, "All the WikiLeaks emails are right here." That same day, then-vice presidential nominee Mike Pence was asked about Trump campaign contact with WikiLeaks on Fox News.
Some have suggested that your campaign is in cahoots with WikiLeaks.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions goes before a House committee today. CBS's Paula Reed says it comes after recent revelations raised questions.
Sessions has repeatedly testified that he had no knowledge of any contacts between the Trump campaign and Russia. But former Trump campaign aides Carter Page and George Papadopoulos have revealed that they both told Sessions about their contacts with Russia.
In a letter to that House committee, Sessions indicates he's considering a special counsel to look into dealings by the Clinton Foundation and an Obama-era uranium deal with Russia. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy tells us this morning President Trump is heading home from Asia.
We've had a tremendously successful trip.
Traveling across five countries, President Trump says he sent a message to this region.
We want fair trade. We want reciprocal trade.
He tweets, "All countries dealing with us on trade know the rules have changed." Earlier this year, the president pulled America out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This week, the other parties to that trade deal reaffirmed their commitment to it without the U.S. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Manila.
Thanks to a health panel's new guidelines, 30 million additional Americans now have high blood pressure. The old reading was at least 140 over 90. Now it's 130 over 80. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
This does not mean necessarily an influx of people on medication. It's really supposed to be a wake-up call where people say, "I really do have hypertension. It can lead to really bad problems. Let me address it now."
It can lead to heart disease and stroke, and for most who now fall into the category, it means more exercise and better diets to control it. Tampa police are investigating a shooting death that occurred in a neighborhood where three other unsolved homicides have taken place the past few months. Police spokesman Stephen Hegarty.
We're treating this as if it's related until we know differently.
Lawyers for Newtown families go before the Connecticut Supreme Court today in their bid to hold a gunmaker accountable for the 2012 school massacre. CBS's Don Daler in Hartford.
Nicole Hockley wants the gun manufacturer held accountable.
This is a weapon that has been designed to inflict mass casualty, and you're not a man if you don't have it. That's wrong and needs to stop.
Attorneys representing 10 Sandy Hook families contend that in order to boost sales, gun manufacturer Remington targeted a younger demographic by linking the AR-15 to macho vigilantism and military-style insurrection.
New charges after investigators unearthed surveillance video that was deleted from a Penn State frat where pledge Tim Piazza died last winter. CBS's Anna Werner.
The new evidence means 12 additional fraternity members now face charges, five with felonies, including involuntary manslaughter and aggravated assault, others with misdemeanors, including hazing and furnishing alcohol to minors. Police say Piazza drank at least 18 drinks in 1 hour and 22 minutes.
Piazza's father, Jim, says he wants this case to send a message.
We need parents to be talking to their kids about this. We need parents to put their foot down and say, you must not do this.
A new study looks into whether there's a link between a rising teen suicide rate and the surge in social media. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
A correlation, not proof of cause, but CDC data shows that after falling for several years, the suicide rate among teenagers rose between 2010 and 2015, just as American teens were taking up Facebook, Instagram, and other sites. Now, dire predictions have accompanied every new youth trend, from television to rock and roll. Nevertheless, the experts note that social media provide unprecedented arenas for bullying and abuse, with more research desperately needed. Steve?
Well, the FDA has approved its first digital drug. Abilify MyCite is a pill to treat certain kinds of mental illness, and it contains a chip that monitors whether patients have taken it. The information is recorded on a skin patch and smartphone app. The New York Times reports former NFL players and their families accused the league of blocking their access to a $1 billion concussion settlement. Of 1,400 claims filed so far, the report says 140 have been approved. With the holidays closing in, here now is a question.
Would you exchange holiday gifts with people if you didn't have to? A new Harris poll found 69% would skip the gifts if family and friends agreed to it. What's more, the poll found that 60% of respondents actually limit the time spent with some friends and family so that they don't have to worry about gift giving. Not all were looking to save cash, however. One in four respondents said they would spend the money in other ways, such as activities with their friends and family. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Well, some gifts from Earth have arrived at the International Space Station. A cargo load of pizza, ice cream, and other treats has arrived, along with some new experiments. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.